Earth is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. It is Hump Day Wednesday, July 29, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, early voting ends this Sunday at 5 o'clock. This coming Monday, August 3rd, the polling places will be closed, preparing for Election Day this coming Tuesday, August 4th. Crunch time is here. Last minute polling, various groups hiring companies to do polls. Everybody wants to get their particular issue, get whatever it is that they are all about, polled out there, advertised, and let people know where the candidates stand on these issues. One of the polls done statewide found Michigan voters overwhelmingly want gubernatorial candidates to have a plan for improving education. While large majorities say the state should set high expectations for students and give educators more support to meet those expectations. Well, this one, kind of a push poll conducted for the Michigan Education Association, the Teachers Union, and Business Leaders for Michigan, BLM. Who is that? I have no idea. Well, they hired the very left-leaning Glengariff Group to conduct a survey of 600 likely November voters. This was a live operator poll where people were actually called and spoke with a live operator, conducted July 22nd through July 24th. And they found that 91.3% of a candidate's education plan would be important to earn their vote for governor. 67.7% called it extremely or very important. The issue crossed partisan lines, although Democrats and independents placed more emphasis on education than the Republicans did. 80% of Democrats said it was a strong issue regarding a candidate's education plan, and therefore was found to be very important or extremely important, 80% Democrats, compared to 68.6% of independents and 55.4 of Republicans. An even higher percentage number, 95.6%, said Michigan should have a high statewide standard for the skills students need to succeed in college, an apprenticeship, or actually on the job in the workforce. More than 86% for such standards were found to be extremely or very important. Well, they've got more numbers, they got more points, they have more issues that they were push-pulling for. We'll continue to cover this story, wrap it up. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
It made me tired. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, Hump Day, Wednesday, July 29th. MEA President and CEO Chandra Mattafiri said the findings of this survey show high expectations for our students need to be paired with the support of our educators. She went on to say that this is very important and the next governor needs to be fully aware of it. We hope every candidate on the ballot makes it a priority to ensure students and educators have the resources necessary to achieve excellence. Business leaders of Michigan President CEO Jeff DeFornio said Michiganders are looking for an education system that delivers for students in our state. They want students better prepared for college, careers, and life. Candidates who focus on proven reforms, clear goals, and accountability for outcomes will find broad support. When it came to whether every high school student should be required to complete an internship, apprenticeship, or other work-based learning experience before graduating, the proposal drew 51.5% for support, 45.1% opposition, basically falling within the 4% margin of error. Independent voters opposed the requirement, 54.8% to 45.2%, while black voters supported it, 74.7% to 22.9%. Now, I'm going to stop right there because that tells me that in black communities, urban areas, Detroit, Flint, Pontiac, others around the state, 3/4 of the black voters supported some type of work learning experience before graduating. Internship, apprenticeship, some kind of a job. Very interesting numbers why independent voters would be against it. Doesn't line up, but according to this poll, those are the numbers. Well, in addition to education questions, they also asked about the November in the fall general gubernatorial and U.S. Senate matchups and found Democrats generally leading the hypothetical governor's races while the Senate picture changed substantially depending on who the Democratic nominee ends up being. Again, this poll, folks, was conducted a week ago, July 22nd through the 24th. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson led in the responses against John James 43.7 to 38.7. Basically, a 5-point polling victory. However, 16% are still undecided. Against businessman Perry Johnson, Benson 47.7 to Perry Johnson's 37.4, with even more undecided. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson led James 43.4 to 39.8 and barely squeaked by Perry Johnson 42.5 to 41.3. These numbers both fall within the poll's margin of error. Survey found that most of the undecided uncommitted voters are independents. in Benson versus James, 54.8 of independents are still undecided. Although Benson leads James 28.2 to 13.7 for those that have already made up their minds. When asked which gubernatorial candidate would be the strongest champion for improving education, Benson led at 30.4, followed by James at 22.3, Johnson at 13.8. 26.2% did not know. Very interesting. Well, among Republicans, when it came to education champion, James led Perry Johnson. While 41.1% of independents could not identify which one they would feel to be the education champion. So what's that tell us about that portion? When it comes to the gubernatorial race, independents are up for grabs. Can't believe 54% are still undecided when it comes to the Republican primary. Now, when it comes to the U.S. Senate race, numbers showed a much sharper contrast between the two Democratic candidates tested against Republican candidate Mike Rogers, former Republican congressman, again running for the U.S. Senate. When going up against Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat of Birmingham, they were basically tied. Stevens at 45.5, Rogers at 44.7, with still 8.9% undecided. However, when it comes to Abdul El Sayed, Rogers led 49% to 38.7 with 10.7 undecided. Independent voters accounted for much of the difference. Both Stevens and Rogers were effectively tied among independents, 39.5 to 38.7, while Rogers led El Sayed among the independents, listen to this, 46.8 to 19.3. Haley Stevens performed more strongly among the black voters, leading Rogers 79.5 to 10.8, compared to black voters supporting El Sayed 57.8 to 20.5 over Rogers. Well, neither of these organizations, Business Leaders of Michigan nor the Michigan Education Association, has endorsed a candidate in the gubernatorial or the U.S. Senate race. The two organizations formed a partnership in Launch Michigan. This is a coalition advocating changes to the state's education system. One of the things you have to understand, the numbers are out. I found a post yesterday on my Twitter X account about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's performance as governor. Very, very interesting. And education is where one of the areas we are now in the bottom five of the states. Education, we're number 45. All kinds of statistical analysis was prepared by Heather Dow. This is very interesting, the research that she came up with. Michigan is now in the bottom five across the country, dropping three spots in just this past year, down to 46. According to stories, information gathered from U.S. News World Report, best state rankings. Overall, during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's two terms, we have dropped 13 spots. With regards to education, we are now the sixth worst education in the country regarding fourth grade reading proficiency. Back when she became governor, January 1st, 2019, we were at 32%. Now we're down to 25%. One in four fourth graders can read to grade level. When it comes to higher education, we're 47th out of 50. When it comes to higher education and also higher student debt at graduation and lower college readiness, lowest ever recorded per capita income, we are all the way down to 11th worst in the country. We're rated at 39th. When it comes to the overall state economy, we've dropped to 43rd. When it comes to infrastructure in the nation, you know, fix the damn roads, we're 41, ninth worst in the country. Employment, the number of dollars people are earning in a household, 45th in the country, fifth worst. 90,000 to 119,000 fewer employed residents than just a year ago. Median income, we are $10,000 below the national average of actual employment dollars. When it comes to venture capital, per gross domestic product is less than a fifth of the national average, coming in at 41st. These numbers, folks, are all under the Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But yet Benson is polling that high. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.